we do says so much about who we are. We can do things either selfishly or selflessly. We can stab people in the back or give them a helping hand. In fact, it's what we say and do that makes us stand out from the crowd. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking a look at what you say and do from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called 3 Life Skills That Change Everything. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you become all that God made you to be. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. When was the last time someone did something for you? I mean, something really special, something that they planned and executed purely because they knew that it would delight you and help you or touch you in a really special way. Maybe that's happened recently, or maybe it's been a long while. But when someone does that, don't they just stand out from the crowd? It may only be the smallest thing, a kind look, a word of encouragement, cooking a meal when we're sick, but the recognition, the gratitude in our hearts can last a lifetime. When we do something good, kind or generous or encouraging for someone, it makes us stand out from the crowd in a way that words can't describe. Don't you think? This week on the program, we've been looking at what it means to stand out from the crowd for the right reasons. We live in a world where everybody is trying to get noticed at work and at home and in our social groups. People want other people to notice them and to think well of them. We want to look good. We want to put our best foot forward so that other people will admire us. Celebrities have become larger than life. You know, the beautiful crowd or the beautiful set. The TV shows reinforce this stuff. You know, the home renovation shows, whatever culture we live in, there is an epidemic of recognition sweeping the planet. People wanting to be recognized for the wrong reasons. Success. I've made it. I'm there. Earlier this week, we looked at what Jesus said to his disciples when they were squabbling for recognition. Let's have another quick look at that because it's a great story. If you want to have a look at it, it's in the New Testament in the Bible, Mark chapter 9. Jesus and his disciples, they came to Capernaum. When he was inside the house, he asked them, "What is it that you guys were arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way, they'd been arguing about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 to him and he said, "Look, if anyone wants to be first, you have to be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child and had the child stand among them. Taking this child into his arms, he said, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me doesn't just welcome me, but the one who sent me." "Teacher," said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Don't stop him," said Jesus. "No one who's doing a miracle in my name can in the next moment turn around and say a bad thing against me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth. If anyone gives you just a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, they certainly will not lose their reward." This is this topsy-turvy thing. Jesus did this all the time. And it's so counterintuitive, but when you listen to him, you're going, yeah, he's right. He said, "You want to be first? You want to really be first? Be the servant of all." Isn't that just what we were talking about at the top of the program? We can all point to people in our lives. People have done incredible things for us, who've sacrificed, who've been there for us, who picked us up when we were down, who held us when we wept. Those people are the ones that are first in our hearts, aren't they? My wife Jackie has done so much for me, loved me when I was feeling kind of unlovable and sacrificed for me and been there for me and supported me and encouraged me. It's the people who serve us at the greatest personal cost who end up being the first in our hearts. And if we want to stand out from the people in the crowd, we have to be servants. And you know something? There is a cost to that. There is a sacrifice. It's about stepping out of the limelight, flying under the radar of recognition, not doing things to be seen, doing things just to serve. I'll never forget moving house once, and I couldn't afford a removalist, so I was lugging furniture, and one of the neighbours where I was moving in walked over across the street and said, G'day, mate, I'm here. Do you want a hand? And he worked so hard. I've never forgotten that. I'm here. Can I help? Not, let's catch up sometime. Nice to meet you. If you ever need a hand, give me a call. No, not that. He walked across the street. He said, I'm here. I'm ready. Can I help you? But you see, there's a catch. It's going to cost us something to do that. It cost him his afternoon, and I'm sure he was pretty tired and sore when we finished. There's always a cost. When we get off our pedestal, when we get off this success, I want to be first, I want to be at the top of the heap, and we say, you know something, Jesus is right, I'm going to do something for someone, there is a sacrifice and a cost. Jesus put it this way. He said, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces much grain. See, standing out from the crowd isn't about being first. It's not about being at the top of the pile. It's not about people saying, isn't he wonderful? Isn't she wonderful? It's not about recognition. It's not about how well we dress. It's not about the outer things. In this dog-eat-dog world, standing out from the crowd is rolling up our sleeves and loving people with what we do. It's true in families. It's true in our social lives. It's true at work. Can't tell you, after I became a Christian 12 years ago and I was still in business, how much more business I won because I learned how to serve people instead of having this ego that had to be fed by everyone else. And I thought, if only I'd had this attitude of a servant earlier. And what happened for me in this consulting practice where I'd go into organisations and help people is it became such a joy to be able to fly under the radar, under public recognition, and just help people and organisations do things and succeed. If only I'd had this attitude of being a servant, being last to be first so much earlier. Jesus was the Son of God, and he came to serve, not to be served, to give his life as a ransom for many. It cost him everything, his reputation, it cost him pain, it cost him his life. God wants us to love people not just with words, but with our actions, with the goodness of getting in there and sacrificing and doing things for other people. And sometimes they're just little things. Sometimes they're just getting off our backsides and walking across the street and taking a meal to someone who's just come home from hospital. It's those little things. The things we do with other people and for other people, that's what makes us stand out from the crowd. It's not about success. It's about significance. And the paradox is that standing out from the crowd happens when we step out of the limelight. Standing out from the crowd is not about being first, but by being last. Standing out from the crowd by ultimately being prepared to lose everything. Can I encourage you to hear Jesus' words today? If you want to be first, you have to be the servant of all. The greatest one among you will be the least. The one who's prepared to lose their reputation and just fly in under the radar and love people with the love of Christ. Jesus' way is so different to the world's way, but in our hearts, it rings true. He has it right. Jesus. Life throws a lot of stuff at us. A lot. And man, it can be difficult to lay hold of the wisdom that we thought we had. It's as though all that wisdom has gone, well, missing in action. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, 3 Life Skills That Change Everything. Because God's Word is alive and active. Amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll help you lay hold of and apply God's wisdom when it matters most. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.